Greetings again, my friends, in Jesus' name. This morning, I would like to share one verse in Proverbs 23. It's been a real inspiration to me. It's a short verse. It's very simple, but there's so much truth in it. It reads like this, Proverbs 23:17. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. I've been meditating on this verse and seeing my own need in this and praying about it and just realizing that there's so much in this. So it starts out like that. Let not thine heart envy sinners. Well, first of all, we need to be in control of our heart. If we're told to not let our heart do something, that means it's possible. There's a lot of things our heart can do. There's a lot of places our heart can go. But there's places that it can't, and this is one of them. We need to just stand there and not allow our heart to go into this place of envying sinners. Heart blockages are usually deadly, but not this one. It can block our heart from going into the envy of sinners, and it's going to be health to us. I was in Carlisle, Pennsylvania here a few years ago, driving around, not knowing where I was, kind of lost, and I made a wrong turn, and I was going right down into some sort of a high-security government compound with a guard at the gate and didn't really have a place to turn around. I pulled up to the guard, and obviously I was out of my place. I didn't know where I was, and I didn't belong there. I didn't have the right badges on. I didn't. He was sure that I didn't need anything there, and I wasn't up to any good in that place, and they didn't have a need for me. So he invited me graciously to turn around and get out of there, make a U-turn. He wasn't getting me into that place. He wasn't letting me be there. And it's the same way. We need to stand guard at our hearts and allow it to go some places and not allow it to go other places. Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart diligently. How does it say that? Proverbs 4:23, I had it memorized, but it's not coming to me right now. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Wonderful verse there as well. The envy of sinners. Really, what's to be envied? Well, it takes time to be holy. Sinners don't need to take time for that. It's hard to fight against sin all the time. Sinners don't do that. They don't get involved in that fight. It's fun to do as you please. At least it can look that way. But let's consider. The way of the transgressor is hard. Sin is very counterproductive. Just thinking about productivity. Sin is very counterproductive. But that's a minor issue. Sin is a hard slave master. Sin makes us do things that destroy us. And if we don't fight against sin, it will overtake us and it will destroy us. And we thrive much better when we have clear structure and boundaries in our life, when we know what is right, what is not. And those structures and boundaries need to come from Scripture so that we know the heart of God, that we know the will of God, that we know right from wrong, that we can walk in the right and reject the wrong. Then it goes on to say, but be in the fear of the Lord. Okay, but be. I love that. The Bible doesn't leave us hanging. It tells us a lot of things to not do. But when it tells us to not do one thing, it goes on to say what we need to do. It doesn't just put us down. It doesn't just stop us. It doesn't give us a negative view of life and tell us all that we can't do. It goes on to say what we can do and what we should do and directs our hearts in the right way. Here's one example. But be in the fear of the Lord all the day long. The Bible has a lot to say about the fear of the Lord. Let me give you a couple verses. Proverbs 14:27. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 22:4. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. The fear of the Lord is a wonderful thing. How do I fear something I don't fear? If I don't fear God, how do I learn to fear Him? The fear of God is largely missing among professing Christianity today. Christianity is either very loose, very worldly, very carnal, or else largely operated by the precept of man. What we need is the fear of the Lord, that we would, whatever God says, we would fear Him. We would be afraid to transgress. We would not dare do that. The way that the fear of God is missing among professing Christianity is just a testimony of how distant Christians really are from the heart of God. James teaches us, draw nigh to Him, and He will draw nigh to you. And if we're close to God, that's when we'll fear Him most. But the fear of God isn't the same as other fears. We have porcupines around here at our place. Last summer I killed one in the garden feeding our sweet corn, and another car hit one on the road right in front of the house. I fear porcupines. And the fear that I have of porcupines is a fear that I don't want to get close to them. I want to stay away from them. I don't want to touch them for a very good reason. They'll send sharp quills into my body. I don't want to be near to them. But the fear of God doesn't drive us away. It makes us want to be closer to Him so that we understand Him, so that we don't transgress. The fear of God and the love of God go hand in hand. But don't let people convince you that the fear of God is just a reverential awe. It is that, but it's also genuine fear. Let's compare the fear of God to the fear of fire, or how we relate to fire. Fire is used very, very extensively in our day. It's been that way for a long time. The development of society, the civilization, is largely based around different ways of using fire. When you think of the internal combustion engine, which we use in cars and in so many places, that runs by fire. Electricity is largely dependent upon fire to make it and ways of using it. We heat our homes with fire, and we do our cooking with fire. The list goes on and on. It's very, very useful. But on the other hand, fire can so easily get out of control. It can so easily get away and burn down a house and burn all the precious possessions in it. And it can do a lot of damage. And it can hurt if we get fire against us. It can hurt. But if we have it in a fireplace, and we're sitting around, it's cold, and we huddle up close to the fire. We enjoy watching the fire. We enjoy feeling it. It feels so good. It warms us. Now there's faults in this comparison, but the way we relate to fire, we love it, we draw close to it, and yet we know that it can be very destructive and be very painful. So we have a high respect for fire, and we do fear it, but we also love it. I think in a lot of ways, that's the way we are with God. We fear him. We also love him. It ends with all the day long, this verse does. Never quit. Don't get free time. You know, in school, we give our children breaks. They do school for a while, and after a while, their minds get tired. They're antsy. They're fidgety, and they want to go play. So we give them some time to go play, and then we have them come back and continue with school. At work, we tend to work a few hours, and after a while, we get tired. We need a break. We need to sit down. We need to have food to strengthen ourselves. We take a break. But we don't take a break from the fear of God. The fear of God is a way of life. It needs to be a way of life, day in, day out, all day long. And the day could mean our whole life. All our life needs to be the fear of God. That's it for this morning. And I hope you're encouraged in the Lord. We would love to hear from you. Our voicemail box can be accessed by pressing 099, leave a message, and someone will get that. My phone number, if you would like that, is 717-406-6690. I'll give that again, 717-406-6690. And then I do have a number yet for a Saturday morning Bible study, and I'm sure I should have given it yesterday morning, being that the study goes on this morning, just a short time from right now. But to listen to a live Bible study at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, call 1-218-862-1300, and the ID number is 525-819. Now, anytime you would like to listen to recorded messages, call 641-715-3800. ID is 42517. And you need to use an 8-digit date. For example, Saturday, March 27, 2010 would be 2010-2010-0327. Year first, month, and date. Well, God bless you. Hope you have a